Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about how to see that everything is the way it is. It's not easy for someone who has never experienced a challenging legal issue to get through it without experiencing some emotion. I understand that the anticipation of what could happen legally or financially creates stress and anxiety. I have to admit that after 30 plus years in business, whether I am waiting for a judge's legal decision, trying to gauge how an opposing party will react in settlement negotiations, or even just confirming a single fact that can determine the entire outcome of a client's transaction, I too get anxious. But when I do, I often remind myself of this wonderful story, Fortunes and Misfortunes of a Villager, as relayed by the late Indian philosopher Osho. Osho's story involves a man in a village who had a very beautiful horse. And the horse was so rare that even emperors had asked the man to sell it, whatsoever the price, but he refused. Then one morning, he found that the horse had been stolen. The whole village gathered to sympathize, and they said, "How unfortunate. You could have made a fortune. People were offering so much. You were stubborn and you were stupid. Now the horse is stolen." But the old man laughed. He said, "Don't talk nonsense. Only say that the horse is no more in the stable. Let the future come, then we will see." And it happened that after 15 days, the horse came back, and not only alone, it brought a dozen wild horses with it from the forest. The whole village gathered, and they said, "The man was right. His horse is back and has brought 12 beautiful horses with him. Now he can earn as much money as he wants." They went to the man and they said, "Sorry, we could not understand the future, but you are gifted and great. You knew something about it. You have some glimpse of the future," he replied. "Nonsense. All that I know now is that the horse has come back with 12 horses. What is going to happen tomorrow? Nobody knows." And the next day it happened that the man's only son was trying to break in a new horse, and he fell, and his legs were broken. The whole town gathered again, and they said, "One never knows. You were right. This proved to be a curse. It would have been better that the horse had not come back. Now your son will remain disabled for his whole life." The man said, "Don't jump ahead. Just wait and see what happens. Only say this much, that my son has broken his legs, that's all." It happened after a month that all the young men of the town were conscripted by the emperor because the country was going to war. Only this man's son was left because he could not walk. Everybody gathered. They said, "Our sons are gone. At least you have your son. Maybe he is disabled, but he is here. Our sons are gone, and the enemy is far stronger. They are all going to be killed in battle. In our old age, we will have nobody to look after us. But you at least have your son, and maybe he will be cured." The man responded, "Say only this much, that your sons have been taken by the emperor. My son has been left, but there is no conclusion." Just state the fact. Don't think of anything as a curse or a blessing. Don't interpret it. And suddenly you will see that everything is as it is. The outcome will be revealed soon enough. If you liked what you heard, please share this with your friends and family. If you have any questions regarding how this podcast relates to real estate or contract law, definitely call my office. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.